Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here on the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. We do a lot of thermostat talk on this show.
Lots.
I saw
it's
this.
Very important.
55% of couples argue about where the thermostat should be set, but there apparently is a magical number.
Ooh, okay.
Where they say couples do not
argue this
as
number.
Much.
Okay. 70.
Very close. 71 degrees.
71.
Yeah. 71 is the sweet spot.
71's pretty good. I'd prefer 70. Even high 60s in certain parts of the house.
You know what's remarkable? And then I want to get into the hit the skins. But 1 degree, you can notice a 1 degree change.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's crazy. Yeah. But you can be like, you know what? I think I want it to be just a little cooler. And you can put it 1 degree cooler, and you can notice the difference.
Well, yeah, because it'll start blowing.
But it's just remarkable.
The air conditioner will turn on.
You would think you would need like 3 or 4 degrees to notice. But no, you can notice a 1 degree difference.
I can tell you this. I noticed my bill being a lot more expensive. Sure. Well, I think it was up $200 than what it usually is.
I don't even want to know what mine's going to be.
Mine was in the fours.
And I
never have it in the fours.
I notice, too, when I walk into other people's homes, like I'm very, very aware. Like my in-law's house is always too hot. Like I'll never wear a long sleeve shirt or a sweater there or a hoodie ever.
Have you
again.
Ever messed with their thermostat?
No, I don't, but I know it's going to be probably mid 70s in their house all the time.
That's a little hot.
That's untenable.
I know when I go out to a restaurant, I have to wear long sleeves because they'll always have the AC cranking and I'll be cold. So I always have to have
I've got a spot for you then. I know we're going to do hit the skins. I'm not going to call the place out by name, but we've been there. I think twice in the last 3 years for birthday celebrations. It's a birthday celebration type of restaurant. And my God, we go, it's so hot. It's so hot in there.
It might be my
and
spot.
The way they're cooking
makes
it even hotter, if you know what I'm saying. If you're buying what I'm selling.
It's one of those places where the guy does a display.
Might be. Yeah. It might be one of those places. And we walked in there again and I was like, oh, it's at least 80 degrees in here. And then when they make the big giant fireball in front of me, it's going to be 90 degrees.
Yeah. And for a second.
I'm just going to be sweating buckets the entire time I'm here.
Right.
Learned my lesson, though.
Anyway, if you want a blissful home and you want to eliminate arguments about the thermostat, they say 71.
71. Okay.
That's way too low. Way too low.
I like 71. It. I love it. 71 is
especially perfect. When you're sleeping. I mean, you don't need 71.
Oh, I need lower.
I need lower.
No. I need lower.
I think it's proven you sleep better when it's a lower temperature.
Last two nights I've slept great at 74 degrees.
Give me a solid offensive lineman number. Give me a 67 through 69 for sleeping temp. It's perfect.
All right, let's hit the skins, EB.
Your bill's going to be high, too.
Our training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is brought to you by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
All right, remember, we have Dan Quinn, DQ, on the show at 8 a.m. this morning, so less than an hour away.
Hope his house in Hawaii is okay.
Yeah, all these
tsunami warnings. A tsunami warning
in Hawaii.
How about
all these idiots just still hanging out on the beach waiting for the tsunami to come? Like, hello? I understand it could be a small tsunami, but
I'm not taking my chances.
Would you take your chances?
No, of course not.
I see people running to the waves as the big wave is coming. It's crazy. All right, so there was a shock retirement yesterday. It was an offensive lineman. Well, that's the headline, Cakes. Okay. The Washington Commanders gave Nate Herbig a chance to resurrect his career. I think he had like a rotator cuff or some issue last year with the Steelers, missed the season, was going to be some depth on the offensive line. And head coach Dan Quinn announced before the practice yesterday that they had placed Herbig on the reserve retired list, abruptly ending his comeback story.
Wow.
So, you know, that was somebody they were kind of counting on.
So he just gave it a go. He gave it a go. Wasn't feeling good. Shoulder wasn't feeling great.
They said he passed all of the sort of the health hurdles. Maybe just heart wasn't in it. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
But he missed the entire season last year. It was somebody they were kind of hoping on to add some depth. It does give an opportunity, though, for other guys on the bottom end of the roster that are fighting, like Chris Paul, Michael Dieter, and others, to maybe grab one of those O-lineman spots. Hmm. So, you know, whatever. A little bit disappointing, but, you know, best to Nate Herbert. There has been, you know, I don't know how many days we're in camp now, but people are starting to write about
like seven. Six or seven.
People that are...
No camp today, right? No practice.
Correct. People that are surprising, people that are making an impact. And here you go. I want to go to the beginning of it. Rigo's Rag just came out literally like an hour ago with their five players who have surprised, and I'll just go through who they think have jumped out at them, defying expectations at training camp. I want to give them credit. This is Dean Jones for Rigo's Rag. He says Tyler Owens, the undrafted safety from last year, that he's been surprising people. He's even getting some reps with the first-string defense, Cakes, both as a safety and even as a nickel back.
Like it.
So he's impressing people. We've talked about Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt.
Well, he got some reps with the ones yesterday.
Bill. Everybody's talking about him. Bill. He wants to be called Bill, apparently. So he's not only really pushing to potentially make the 53, but he could actually get some real time, some real burn.
This is dorky, but I picked him up in our Dynasty Fantasy League.
You did?
I did pick him up.
You just took a flyer
on him. I said, Keaton Mitchell, bye-bye. I'm picking up Bill.
Right.
Stashing him on the roster.
What's so interesting about him is he only played the one game last year, right?
Yeah.
He had the eligibility concerns. You wonder, the fact that he only played one game and still was selected. I think he was selected with the 245th overall pick.
Seventh rounder.
You know, he probably would have gone a lot higher.
He had some bomb performances with New Mexico. I think he scored 17 touchdowns in his one season playing for New Mexico.
Does this mean
he's a violent runner?
Yeah.
Does this mean that Jeremy McNichols and Chris Rodriguez are not long for the Commanders roster?
I'm sure they'll be in the mix with like practice squad, and it'll be like a week-to-week thing with some of those guys.
But it's going to be a battle.
Those guys
are battling for spots.
They're on the outside looking in. There's no question about it.
I would think more Rodriguez is probably the man out at this point.
I've seen that. Seen that in multiple spots.
Like McNichols, he comps as a backup to kind of Eckler with his skill set, so I think there's a spot for him. Depending on how many running backs they keep. But, I mean, I think Bill's a lock for the roster. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about
that. Based on how he's been playing,
Yeah.
So, kind of a forgotten signing, especially with the arrival of Von Miller, has been Jacob Martin. But apparently, he is turning heads in camp. He's generating pressure consistently during drills. And looks like, even though they brought in Von Miller to do kind of exactly what they expected Jacob Martin to do at defensive end and outside linebacker, that he is pushing and should still be somebody that you consider on the 53 to provide some pass rush. We've talked about Noah.
Now, he's never had more than 3.5 sacks in his career.
Listen, role player, but is somebody that's turning heads and is going to, you know, probably securing a spot on the roster. Noah I, the Commander's corner, who definitely made some plays at times last year, was like the number two corner. He's more of a backup this year, and beginning, you know, maybe the fourth or fifth corner. But he continues to make plays, and they say he's having kind of a great camp so far. So that's good. And then finally,
the secondary has so much more.
Secondary is just so much better.
It's got much more depth.
So much better. I mean, to a man, you know, I know Linnell's down on Connerly, and you know he's certainly in a battle for Wiley to start the season. Everyone is raving about Trey Amos and that he's just basically pretty much all the work he's getting is like with the ones. Like he's going out with the ones on everything. So let's see if that continues. Luke McCaffrey is the other that apparently is, you know, he's kind of a forgotten man when they signed Debo. But they say he looks much more comfortable this year. Last year, he had some moments, but I think you were kind of hoping for maybe a little bit more. But remember, it's just like his third or fourth season out playing quarterback.
He gets very uncomfortable on the air.
At Rice, he's still learning everything, but they say he's got improved chemistry clearly with Jaden. And, you know, could be an opportunity for him to step up.
Yep.
And make some plays. So far, so good from Luke McCaffrey, which I think is...
He should get more targets, more opportunities in year two.
Yeah. Jaden sat down at some point, and I have to credit David Harrison for this. He's the one that I'm reading it, but I'm sure he sat down in front of others and talked about this. There were two things that Jaden wanted to do in the offseason, Cakes. Do you know, can you guess what the two things he kind of wanted to improve on to get better this year?
I'm going to guess one is add a little bit of weight and strength.
You are correct. He wanted to add some bulk, which by all accounts he's done. He says, you know, look, he's never going to be as big as these guys that are putting a hit on him. They're always going to be bigger. But if he can add a little muscle to soften the blow a little bit, that obviously makes some sense.
The second is he wants to go on a date without his mommy.
I'm sure he wants to do that too.
Is that on the
list?
It's
not on this, no. Okay. The second thing that he has been kind of focused on adding to his repertoire is he wants to refine his mechanics.
Okay.
Starting with his footwork. He wants to improve his footwork, sync all that up better, focus on footwork, his control within the pocket, maneuvering, keeping my eyes downfield, putting myself in different situations where I might have to try to emulate breaking a tackle, breaking the sack, keeping my eyes downfield, and still getting my feet under me, making throws.
I think he still works with the same guy that he's worked with since he was a kid.
Yeah, like since he was like 12. Yeah.
He's got a QB guru.
We haven't heard as much about the visual stuff that he was doing, but I assume he's still doing that. What do they call that?
VR.
Yeah, the virtual reality things. Yeah, now that everyone's talking about AI, nobody's talking about VR.
VR is just kind of like by the wayside.
Is virtual reality dead?
I don't think so.
Not with everybody.
It seems like it's all AI now. And of course, you know, everyone's kind of sick of talking about it, but it does look like we're getting closer. They have over 500 people, Cakes, signed up to speak at their public hearing on Thursday.
Tomorrow, yeah. About the stadium.
I think Tailgate Ted was having a gathering today.
I don't know. I'm sure he signed up to speak at that event. I would bet a lot of money on it. How could he not be signed up?
Let me check. I saw him tweet something. He was having some sort of get together.
Have they been
trying to get it across the goal line?
Have they already been? It sounds like they've already been having kind of like people speaking.
They have yesterday.
Throughout.
They did.
Yeah, yesterday they said it was ongoing. There were more than 200 people, I guess, still left to speak. I guess they vote on Thursday. Mayor Bowser said that as of 4 p.m. yesterday, 31 people who spoke were in favor of the deal, 13 were against it, and 12 said they would support it if there were improvements.
And she said that all while still waiting for Mike Maher to take a picture of everybody outside of the studio. She said that. That's when she gave that quote.
Right, right.
Made me laugh.
So today's going to be kind of a quiet day. I guess it's like a scheduled day off. Makes sense.
Are fans no longer allowed to camp?
I think there are two more sessions where fans are allowed in.
Okay.
So Tailgate Ted, I guess, is imploring other fans to show up with him to speak in front of the D.C. City Council. Says, space is limited. Please wear your burgundy and gold to fight for old DC.
Tailgate Ted makes me feel like I'm a bad fan of like the Caps are my favorite team. I love the Caps. Yeah. But
I know.
I pale in comparison to his fandom for the Commanders. I mean, that guy is full-blown dedicated.
I feel like
I'm just a slacker Caps fan.
I mean, remember, I don't think he has any children.
He's a single guy
whose big focus.
He's married, isn't he? I think he's married.
Okay, sorry.
But no kids.
Married guy, no kids.
Yeah.
Who, like, he's all in on the Skins.
The Commanders are his kids.
That's his kid. Those are his kids.
Those are his babies.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I mean, when the Caps were thinking about moving into Northern Virginia and Alexandria, you weren't going to the hearings and
hearings.
The protests. You weren't going to that.
I'm losing my hearing. I'm not attending hearings.
Correct.
Was it yesterday that I saw that the Cowboys, within the division, just speaking, that they lost one of their offensive linemen? Or was that 2 days ago?
No, is it Tyler Guyton, I think is his name?
Maybe, yeah.
They feared an ACL tear at first, but now it sounds like it's like a 4 to 6 week injury.
Did not tear
his ACL.
Okay, so it's not a season ender.
It is not.
Yeah, I don't want to wish that on anybody, but
of course not.
My eyebrows were raised when I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, don't forget Dan Quinn coming up in less than 45 minutes. He'll be on these airwaves right here. We'll ask him all the questions.
We got to ask him about Terry.
We'll ask him obligatory. He'll have nothing.
Yeah,
we'll ask him obligatory.
Still got to ask
Terry
him.
Thing or two. And
what if he broke news?
I'm going to ask him about
today's
Debo.
My day in the pool cakes.
It'll be great.
I need Terry to sign today.
I'm going
to
guess he's not going to break news saying Terry's signing today.
No, I don't
probably
think so.
Not.
I don't think so.
But as EB mentioned, Coach Dan Quinn scheduled to join us coming up at 8 o'clock here on the Junkies.
Dating apps while we were dating.
Fact, when we were in college, we didn't even have AIM, which I know was a game changer AIM, for a lot of people.
We didn't even have cell phones.
Right.
Nothing.
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 I mean, we're dinosaurs roaming around college campuses.
When we were in college, we didn't even have computers.
We had typewriters.
You had to go to the word processor lounge.
Yep. I used that computer lounge many times.
You put in a little floppy disk and save your paper.
So we wonder how it would go if you had the ability to swipe right, swipe left, whatever the heck you got to do on these dating apps. This didn't come as a surprise to me.
Yeah.
So apparently researchers analyzed 3,000 heterosexual users on a Czech dating app.
Okay.
And they found a pattern.
What's a Czech dating app? Oh, you mean like Czechoslovakian?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I was thinking like a Czech.
Czech Republic.
Czech Republic. But,
Czechoslovakia.
Czechoslovakia
from
doesn't
back
exist
in the day.
I don't know the difference.
While women generally match with men who were deemed closer to them on what they've dubbed the hotness hierarchy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shocker. Men consistently pursued women who ranked much higher than them in desirability.
Yeah, right. They're going
that's
for
a
it.
It's a guy move. They're, you know, they're grasping.
That's like we always said that about Adam. Adam was always shooting for the moon. And, you know, he's like a five.
And he that might shooting be an
for
upgrade.
These, he's shooting for these like eights and nines and tens.
Yeah. Right.
And it was like, dude, you just... You're not going to be successful that way.
Yes. In other words, women were realistic. Men swing for the fences.
Yeah, men go for the moonshots.
No, I just think it's men are just dumb. They're dumb. They overvalue what they can pull.
Man, I've got a buddy who has been on these dating apps for 7, 8, maybe 10 years.
Yeah.
Just trying to find the one.
Right.
Right.
Now, he thought he had the one.
Okay.
It was a Russian girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
Svetlana?
Sure. And she had two daughters.
Right.
Okay. And he loved them.
Mm-hmm.
But
how long did they date?
Oh, they dated for about a year, maybe a couple years. But he felt at the time that she was getting too close, like too quickly.
Okay.
And he kind of pushed back and he stopped it. He cut it off.
Yeah.
And he's regretting it now.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah. How old is he?
Our age.
He's divorced.
Divorced.
Gotcha.
And he's been on these dating apps just trying, because he know he effed up with her, because she was the one, and he effed it up. And she's done. I don't know if she's dating somebody else.
You control me like Marianne.
But now he's back on these dating apps, and he's just trying.
I walk on eggshells always. Yeah.
He's trying to
you.
Find the next Russian.
Yeah.
A guy I know that's our age has been on these apps for 7 to 10 years, same thing. I mean, he just mows through chicks.
Oh, he does.
I mean, that's all
he cares
about.
I mean,
but I don't know that's all he cares about. I think it does. I think life's lost a little meaning for him. But at the end of the day, he just mows through
I'd
chicks.
Love to know
the guy I'm talking
is.
About, who you know, by the way,
yeah,
is trying to find the one. He doesn't want to be on dating apps till he's 75.
How old is he? Our age?
Yeah, he's graduated.
Okay.
Yeah, he's 55. Yeah. Maybe 56.
Did he have a flood in his house one time? Is that the guy you're talking about?
It's a great story. It
Hold
makes
on.
Me laugh uncontrollably. Well, just
am I missing?
About it.
Who am I
he's
missing?
Talking about the guy, I won't say his name, who that power went out and they were like in the shower or the tub or something and then remember.
Oh,
and then
no,
the
tub no, no.
Came
out.
It's a different guy.
No, it's not him. But this guy has been, I haven't talked to him in a few weeks. I don't know what the deal is, but he's been on these dating apps just trying to find the one, going out, having drinks. And then he says, yeah, you weren't,
now,
you weren't the one.
Is the fish that got away, like, is she dating a new dude? Like, is she unattainable
oh, she,
now?
She or? Was dating somebody while they were married.
Well, hold on. She was dating somebody.
She was having an affair, Ricky.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now I get it.
Yeah, so that's that. But that was a long time.
Right.
Ago. Yes, and she's still with that person.
Okay.
I was talking to my friend the other day about these.
Did I confuse you there?
A little bit. It's okay.
About these dating apps. And he's a good-looking guy. And he said that, like, the women, they'll just stop responding to you.
Okay. They'll ghost you.
They'll match him. He's on Hinge or whatever one it is where they match him.
Bumble.
And he said he's killing it. They're going great. And then women, they'll just stop talking like out of nowhere. Mm. And he says you have to fire out that like shoot so many shots.
You got to cast that wide net.
You got to be LaMelo.
Yeah.
And it's not like it's going bad or the conversation's drying out. He says they just like wake up and then they stop responding one day and they're moving on.
Weren't we getting updates from Mar at one point? Is he, Mar, are you actively on the apps?
No, I'm not a dating app guy. I'm more of in person.
That so you're not a dating app guy at all?
No, I was a little bit in college. But
you're raw dogging the dating scene.
Raw dogging the dating scene. I'm more of like when we went to Jackson's, Valdez, Drab, and I.
Yeah.
You shoot your shot. You reach for the stars in person because that way you can showcase your personality. Okay. But if you're just going on the dating app and you're trying to reach for the stars, and you know target an 11, if you're not good looking yourself, that's never going to work because that dating app is just based off pictures. But in person,
you can make them laugh.
Mar needs to showcase his riz in person.
Exactly. It doesn't come through on a phone screen.
Hey, in those pictures, I've literally obviously never been on a dating app, so I have no idea. Do they have just a headshot? Because that's very deceiving. Like, how does that work? Do they have, multiple pictures so you can see exactly what's doing?
Streaming video.
How does this work? How do they work, Mar?
I think it's, four or five pictures.
Okay.
But it gets a little dicey if that first picture is her and three friends, and then you can kind of tell is she the hot one? Is she the busted one?
Right.
It's kind of tough. So, but I'd say on normal, it's three or four pictures.
How often are people shocked when they meet them for coffee or something and it's not who they thought? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know any personal stories of friends that ran into that type of situation or myself, but I mean, I've seen it on TikTok. It's a tough way to go.
You have to think it probably happens a lot, especially if you're trying to put your best foot forward in terms of your pictures and everything.
Of course.
Phone number is 1-800-636-1067. Are there any guys out there who shot their shot at somebody who was out of their league?
No, I mean,
and it worked out.
If it worked, I thought
and it worked out. It works out because this is saying, according to science, 3,000 people surveyed. In Czechoslovakia, the science says men are swinging for the fences.
There's no way it works for a guy unless it's like a one-night stand and you just rizz the hell out of them. Beyond that, you got to be rich. You got to have something going on.
1-800-636-1067. Tell us how you did it. I will say that when D. Woods called in and explained his dating app...
That was
actually intriguing to me. Like if I was ever single, I couldn't imagine going on a first date. But if you're with a group, takes the pressure off.
Was it? I can't remember exactly.
It's
what
the rise of group dates. There was a big article about it.
So it was like five or six all single people.
It was like seven people. It was like two dudes and five women. Yeah. That he was with.
And then they all had like the same interests, same age range, same.
Right.
By the way, remind me never to order a drink from the Four Seasons. He said. One mixed drink was $30.
Yeah. When you were telling that story, I got orgy vibes.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You got vibes.
Seven people sitting around with a hotel room upstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think of that.
How did he find a situation with five women and two guys? I mean,
I think it was four and two.
I thought it was five, but I could be wrong.
The ratio's silly.
Ratio's still good. 4-2 is still good if you're the dude.
Right?
This story is stupid. Since the dawn of age, men only care about how a woman looks as the first attraction. Women, much more deeper than men. They're superficial when it comes to money. But they
say
do
on
like,
the whole.
On the whole, they do like, you know, what you can bring
they
to the
will,
table.
They will accept a sort of a piggish dude if you have other great qualities. And you got a good job and you're a good person. But you're a little frumpy or you're a little hard-tick. They'll accept that.
Women are better than men. They'll just look past it.
Yeah, like if you have money,
they can accept you.
Like a guy, like this, you could say this woman makes so much money, right? But she's got like a five. She's hard-tick. You don't care.
Guys do not care.
They don't care that she's like super successful and she's like some big wig at some company. You don't care. You don't want to be at that pick.
It would mean nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's a total opposite for a female.
Look, you got to be butt funny. If you're just average looking and you're not loaded, you better be butt funny.
You better be
Shane Gillis. Yeah. Look at Shane Gillis' girl.
He's killing it.
Does he have a smoke show?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen.
It's like Kevin James, the King of Queens, when he's the UPS driver or whatever.
Right. It's wild that guys don't care like how successful their girl is. They'll take a loser with no job, but
if
hot.
But if she's an 8.5?
Yes.
Yes.
They're in.
I know a guy. I'm going to be very vague.
Idiot.
Doesn't
moron.
Live around here. I know a guy
loser.
That basically has this hot like Russian that lives with him. But annoying. No job. He just gives her money all the time. It's not anybody you guys know.
He's the sugar daddy.
And she's just so annoyed by her. But she's hot.
So he just tolerates
her. He keeps her around.
Well also think
he keeps her around.
Think about
wait to get rid of her.
Guys will keep around a psycho chick.
Yeah.
Just because she's hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Legitimately maybe bipolar. Crazy in the brain.
Crazy. Annoying.
But she's got a nice rack and a
clingy.
Cute smile.
Yeah. And she's like fun when you're into it. It's like a classic.
A tale as old as time.
Girl's not going to do that. Girl's not going to tolerate some bum that's just living off you.
Yeah, mooching. Can you imagine if those roles were reversed for
no
your friends?
Chance.
Some chick is very, very successful, and the dude is sleeping there for rent free, not pitching in.
He better be a hybrid of Clooney and Brad Pitt.
Playing video games on the sofa all day long while she's busting her ass.
I think even if the guy looked like freaking Brad Pitt, or whatever, I think
it would only last for so
couple
long.
Weeks.
Yeah.
Couple weeks. You got to do something. You got to get off the couch.
Then the woman would give him the boots right out the door.
Imagine some dude looks like Brad Pitt just playing video games all day.
I
can't imagine that guy. It was Brad Pitt in True Romance about 30 years ago when he's just chilling on the couch, smoking weed and watching TV.
Right.
But I wasn't surprised by this headline at all. It's just the way guys are. Men on dating apps aiming too high. Science says time to stop.
Classic on brand for dudes.
Also, if you're a guy, you think you can fake your way around it, too.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, if you know this chick's out of your league, you can kind of, I don't know, figure you can stumble into one, maybe, right? It's an accidental.
Just a numbers game?
Yeah. If you message or match with 100 hot chicks, you figure, all right, one's stupid enough to give me a chance.
It's a pretty funny movie, too, from back in the day, if you haven't seen it. She's Out of My League. It's pretty funny.
I like that one.
It's a solid comedy.
Hey, Mar, how do you, are you satisfied with your dating scene, or is that something that you wish you could up your game a little bit? I have no idea what your deal is.
No, I'm pretty satisfied. It's just it's been a couple years since I've had a girlfriend, so I'm kind of at the point now where it's like, you know, I would like to get into a relationship.
Yeah,
but it's
well, you spend a lot of time with the boys.
Yeah, man, I think you might be too into the boys.
I might be doing too much smoking and joking.
Yeah. Like, what is how do you think you're like potentially like say in the next 6 months? How would you possibly meet someone? Because you're always just hanging with the boys and the Zins and like
crippling Zin addiction.
Well, maybe I should get on the apps. Maybe I'm missing an opportunity here.
Yeah, like what are you doing? Like, do you have like a? Are you in like a freaking I don't know, kickball league or something? Like, are you meeting chicks?
No,
like,
but we go out. Like, I go out all the time.
I think you're misdiagnosing him.
I have no idea what he's doing.
He's talking about a relationship. Mike talks to women all the time.
Mm-hmm. Is he satisfied with that?
Yeah, they're all at his house. He goes on dates. He does all kinds of stuff.
He does.
I think he's talking about a girlfriend.
Yeah.
This is not an AWOD situation where he has no women interested in him at all.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got a better baseline than AWOD. Yeah.
Right.
Do you have what they call a bench?
A roster, you could say?
Roster,
A bit.
You do?
Yeah.
But not like people that I want to be in a relationship, though. That's what I'm getting at. I'm at the age now.
He's a player in disguise over there.
Is this game way better than we realize?
I think he does well for himself because he's very personable, very energetic.
Yeah.
But
your bench, you better get a bunch of duds.
He daps like, what's the girls off
it's
all
just
the time.
Not girls that I would see myself being in a long-term relationship
with. What's their deal?
With.
They're
their
just
problem?
Saturday night. He's a little lonely. He goes to his bench.
I've known them for too long. I know their personalities. I know it just wouldn't. Like, I want someone
that is
ambitious. Like, you know, someone that is goal-driven. Someone that, like...
You care.
Yeah, I really care about that type of stuff.
Yeah.
I know that sounds soft, but that's just
somebody
like,
can
that's
bring home the mom.
Yeah. He also needs somebody to make money.
He's not making it.
Well, that would help. That would be a bonus.
Are you also, the rare dude that cares about that?
What?
Like a chick making money?
Well, I mean...
It wouldn't work.
No broke chicks.
Did you date a busted chick, but she had money?
No.
Yeah.
No, I can't punch that low.
Yeah. Right.
Even if she was hot.
You have standards.
No, I'm saying if she was like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I think it's hard because I think what comes with Mar's kind of a package deal. Mm. Like if you're in a relationship with me, if you're in a relationship with Mar, you're kind of in the relationship with the boys too.
Right.
Right.
He's got to be able to go with that flow.
Yes.
Have any of your boys?
You got to be down with my friends if you're going to be down with me.
Have any of your boys gotten married yet?
No.
Yeah, he's still on the young side. Mm-hmm. Still a pup.
He's a youngster. Man, he's getting close, dude. 25. Yeah, a
couple years from now, people will start getting married and the boys will start splintering.
Yeah, I have a couple friends that have been in relationships for maybe like 3-4 years, but none of them have gotten engaged. Right. I can't wait for wedding season, though. I mean, that's going to be a show. When they start getting married, and you know, it starts getting big time like that, mm-hmm. I'm very excited for wedding season.
Clean up like wedding crashers.
Yeah. But at what age should you start being worried that you're not in a relationship with someone long term?
You're fine, dude. You're so young. You're
35.
35.
Yeah, mid-30s.
That was a serious question.
You got a lot of runway in front of you.
I don't know, man. It's just totally
different
now.
35.
I wouldn't rush into anything. I
don't think you need to put a number on something like
that.
I mean, it's almost football season. What are you going to rush out and get a girlfriend for NFL season?
But he doesn't have to worry about it.
I mean, what are you saying?
I think it'll happen. It'll just take its course. You know what I mean? It'll just happen naturally.
Yeah. That's the worst thing you would do, Mars. Be, all right, I'm
have
34. No, yeah. Oh, I'm 34. My deadline's coming in a year. I got to go be booed up with somebody.
Yeah. Just let it happen naturally. You'll know it. Like you said, these chicks that you're hanging with now, they're not the right material.
See, the good thing is he knows that.
Yeah, it's good.
He's actually got the inside track. Yeah. He's very self-aware of what's going on.
No, I think he's a pretty smart kid. Like, I mean, you're 100 times smarter than Adam. I mean, you got so much more going on.
Probably 1,000 times smarter.
Yeah. I mean, that kid is just a mess.
But he's got somebody. I don't know how, but he's got somebody.
What did he say? She was a poor man's somebody?
Megan Fox?
No. Thick Megan Fox and a poor man's Scarlett Johansson.
Okay. Okay.
Who I think that's his current girlfriend.
Okay. Is a poor man's.
Yeah, how he
if you describe your girl as a poor man's Scarlett Johansson, that ain't good.
Great line, though.
Well, maybe he did the right thing. He, unlike these people on these dating apps, he was at his own league.
All right, why don't we do this? I see we have Dave on. Let's go to him when we come back because I want to stay on track for DQ. But we got DQ coming up in 20 minutes. We'll bang on a couple of your calls if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere.
Coming up in 15 minutes, head coach Dan Quinn joins us from your Washington Commanders. But we were talking about dating apps. I believe Dave's on line one, wants to chime in. Let's go to Dave real quick. Dave, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, morning, guys. I appreciate the show.
What's up, man?
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Well, I just want to say I believe in the rule of two, man. It's like a 2-point curve.
All right.
So, for instance, let's say I'm a 7.
All
right. Now, unless money's involved, which changes the scale, the best I can do is a 9. And the lowest I should be able to do is a 5. If I'm below that, I mean, I need our friends to talk me out of it.
Right, but a 9 is...
The best you're going to get is an 8, bro. Like, it don't matter what else you do. If she's with you and she's a 10... You got ulterior motives, man. It's always, it always comes down to a rule of two.
Rule of
right,
two.
But if you're a 7, I'm not sure you could pull a 9. I mean,
according to his rule, I guess
it's doable. Every guy thinks he's a seven, and he can get a 9.
Right.
Have you had a lot of success, Dave?
Oh, I'm married, brother. But I was taught this rule, the 2-point curve, a long time ago, and I've yet to see it disputed.
Did you meet your wife on an
app? It's science.
Oh, no, sir. I've been married for like 20 years.
Oh, okay.
Do you have kids?
I do have 2.
Yeah. Did you teach them the rule of 2?
I've explained to my son. I left the daughter out of it so far.
Yeah, it's generally the way dads do it.
My 10-year-old boy, I told him, I said, brother, if the girl's a smoke show, she, you know, you might need to, you know, keep your head on a swivel and see if she got ulterior motives, my man.
Uh-huh.
Right. Especially when they get older. Because you know how it is, man. I mean, think about it. You ever had that one really ugly friend? And he pulls a really good-looking girl. You're like, something's off here, man.
Right.
It always is off.
Right. I actually don't really know, like, really ugly dudes that pull the silly. Like, most of the ugly dudes I know pulled an ugly chick.
Who's the guy who always triggers you with all the money? did the big wedding, the Amazon guy. What's his name? Little Ball.
Bezos.
That guy? No money. He's pulling nothing. That dude's getting nothing but fives, brother.
Oh, right. Dude.
You got $1 billion, I mean, you can get what you want.
You get whatever you want.
Yeah, well, also, he did a whole makeover, man. The guy got on the HGH, you know, just they got the hair.
He's still five, right?
Huh?
He's still probably a five or six, bro.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But I think people just need to be a little more honest with themselves.
Not
$100
billion in the bank. He's not a five or a six.
No, he's talking about looking.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's looking. What I mean. Yeah. That changes.
I don't know.
Things.
I think he actually had a physical makeup. Like, he looks way better than when he came up.
Well, when he was selling stuff out of his garage.
Yeah, I mean, he looked like the ultimate book nerd.
Super duper nerd.
Yeah.
We also realize shave the dome versus hold on to the last threads of hair.
That's baldy 101.
Well, also, I mean, listen, no question about it. It's like getting jacked makes you look better.
Sure.
Totally. There's no doubt about it.
You know who's outkicked their coverage by a lot?
Is this someone like we know around here?
Yeah. Blue shorts.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I mean, Blue Shirt's like a three. Right? I mean, Blue Shirt's like
a three. Not a probably.
He's deteriorated immensely.
And you know what's funny is, that's right, because I met his wife when I did his pod.
Yeah.
She's very cute.
Oh, yeah, I've met her.
And she, and not
that's
only
the only time I've only met her.
Not only cute, very successful.
Yes,
Oh, she's keeping that whole family afloat.
Yes.
She's
making the cash, and he's hard.
She's very successful.
She's
successful. Lurch would be friends with her.
Oh, really? Like that?
I think they do a bit though, where they split
because
their finances.
The problem is that means that Blue Shorts comes along with it, so I'd cut her off.
He'd muck up the works,
right? But they dated for a long, long time before they ended up closing that deal, right? I remember a lot of legendary stories.
I don't think Blue Shorts wears the pants. That relationships.
No.
Doesn't seem like it.
Yeah. Poor Shorts. So, okay. All right. So,
there's a trade-off.
Yeah. I mean, listen, when we first met Shorts, I'd say he was an average-looking guy, but he's just deteriorated so badly.
Yeah. Father Time. Yeah. It's a hold of all of us.
It's a toll.
When Valdez and him did the get swole thing or whatever.
Get huge club.
Yeah. Yeah. He looked pretty good. Looked all right.
He was a high school athlete.
Yeah, I mean, now he's like a three.
I mean, Blue Shorts was a high school athlete?
I think he played baseball in high school.
There was a pic of me, Valdez, Shorts, and Othello from the house party that Shorts threw. How many years ago was that? A dozen years ago? Maybe 15 years ago? Mm. And everybody looks good in the picture, aside from Rom, who is photobombing in the background. Mm. He looks terrible.
Rom is out.
Still looks terrible.
Yeah, Rom's another one. Yeah, his coverage, you know, but he had to go to another country and provide citizenship.
Well, he had to lie.
Huh? He also has plenty of money.
She just wanted citizenship.
Yeah, he has money.
He has money. That's
money.
Money and citizenship.
Yeah, money and citizenship.
It's about how the money's just up in the air day trading. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean,
you got to make a buck.
Yeah, but he always generates a little bit of cash flow.
Yes.
You know? Moving to a big fancy house.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah. No, he has money. He makes a lot of money, but he wastes a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean.
I think his 401k has a lot of these in him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mean bunch of these with like a 10 in front of them. I mean a lot of zeros.
No, I think he's one of those guys who just thinks he'll just constantly be making money and doesn't really worry too much about saving it.
Right.
You know, he's going to be a guy that can always generate money, you know, with his skill set as an attorney.
Until his heart explodes.
Yeah, that's why he's dead.
Then you can't generate anymore money.
It's hard to generate cash when you're 6 feet under.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless he has a music catalog like the Beatles and just keeps producing money.
No, sell his Romkai. Yeah, that's his catalog.
That's his golden parachute, so to speak.
You know how Justin Bieber just sold his for like 300 mil?
Sure.
Yeah, Rom sell all of his call-ins for 300,000.
20
yeah.
bucks. Yeah.
Well, whatever the number would have been on his over-under in this marriage, I would have taken the under.
Oh,
and
such
he
the
has
under.
Gone over.
Oh, he's skyrocketing. Because
the over-under probably would have been 2.5 years. Yeah.
No, she really cares about him.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird thing. I don't know if he says
how old's his daughter? But four now,
something like that.
Thank God, maybe two and a half, three. Thank God she got Marina's jeans.
Yeah,
she got. She looks exactly. He doesn't care.
He goes
to the Romkais. It's attention. He's getting ADs.
It's a deposit.
Yeah, it's a big deposit. The biggest one of them.
But I don't think he's like it's a big AD grab with her. Like, I think he's just trying to please her and make her happy.
It still stings me that he waxed me in ping pong like a year and a half ago. I can't get it out of my brain.
He has a bizarre skill set.
He destroyed me like I wasn't even there.
Yeah.
It was shocking. Shocking.
He's good with the spin. You got to learn how to counteract it.
He is.
Mm-hmm. He's not one of those guys that played it when he was very young.
I don't know. I don't know his ping pong origin story.
It's not like a Persian thing, is it?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think he played a good amount.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he beat me too.
Yeah.
I think I did slightly better than you, but ultimately he got the dub.
Yeah, I'll never play him in that sport again, ever.
All right, coming up next, Dan Quinn's going to join us, head coach of your Washington Commanders. The players have the day off today. We'll talk to Coach Quinn next here on the Junkies.